Talking the Gon Paragalef Mishnah Dalet Rabbi Chanina's kind of calling him Oymer Maris Negon Shishas Rabbi Chanina, who was the deputy of the Kohen Gadol in the second Beit Hamikdash. He said there are 16 different types of Negon, 16 different shades of Negon. As we had in the first mission, that there are four shades of white, that if you have one of those shades of white in your skin, it would be considered a Nega. Plus, Rabbi Chanina's kind of calling him holds like Rabbi Akiva, who was mentioned in Mitzvah school. He said Rabbi Akiva holds the Nega called the eighth, one of the Negon, that is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, would combine with any of the other three shades of white to be considered a Nega. As if you have half a gris of the Nega called the eighth and a half a gris of any of the other shades of white that is mentioned in the first Mishnah, that would be considered a Nega. Plus, Rabbi Akiva holds a shade of white that's similar to a chrome base of the skin of an egg would combine with a shade of white that looks like the Sira Echo, the line on the walls of the Hechel. Those two shades would combine to form a gris. So therefore, since there are four different mixtures of Negon, it would be considered a Nega. So besides the four shades of white that's mentioned in the first Mishnah, we have four mixtures. That's eight Negon altogether. Plus, in the second Mishnah, we mentioned that any of the shades of white that is mentioned in the first Mishnah, if it is tinged with red, it's also considered a Nega. So therefore, the eight Negon that we had in the first Mishnah, the four Negon that I mentioned there, plus the mixtures of the four Negon, would be Tame also, if it's mixed with red. So that's another eight Negon altogether. 16 appearances of Negon, according to Rabbi Chanina's Kanakon. Rabbi Deisa ben Horkinis Oimer, Maros Negon, Shloshim Vashish. Rabbi Deisa ben Horkinis says, there are 36 Maros Negon, 36 different shades of Negon. As there are the four Negon mentioned in the first Mishnah. And those four Negam, if they're tinged with red, are also considered a Nega. That's eight altogether. Now, Rabbi Dozim and Horkinus is not counting mixtures of two different shades of white. So therefore, he has only eight four Negam that appear on your skin. And there are also Negam that appear in boils or in burns, Shchin and Mechveh. And there are eight appearances also for Shchin or Mechveh, which is 16 altogether. Plus, these appearances also would be tame if they're in a nethic. We'll see later on exactly what a nega called a nethic is. So that's another eight negon. Altogether 24. Plus, these appearances would also be considered a nega if it is found in a bald spot, in the beard, or in a person's hair. So therefore, altogether 32. Now, how did he get 36? Because there are two different colors of negon if they appear on your begadim. That would be matami or begadim. So that is 34 altogether, and plus another two different colors that if they appear on your bias would be considered Negam altogether. 36 different appearances of Negam according to Odessa ben Horkinus, as he is including not only Negam, patches of white that appear on your skin, but also Negam that appear in boils or in burns on your skin, and also Negam called a Nesek, or Negam that appear in the bald spot in your head or forehead, plus Negam that appear in your house or on your clothes. So since he is counting all those different types of Negon, he gets up to 36 Maros Negon. Akavya ben Mahalo Oimer Shivim Vishnayim. Akavya ben Mahalo says there are 72 different types of Negon. Now Akavya ben Mahalo is including all the Negon that Odessa ben Horkinus mentioned, but he says there are 72. The reason being is that he counts those Negon separately if they're found after the coin had locked them up. As there are two different stages in which a Nega can be with time of the person. If when the Kohen first sees a Nega, it looks to him like a Nega, that should be decisively Tame, so he would be decisively Tame right then. But if the Kohen does not want to call him decisively Tame immediately, as the Nega does not yet appear decisively Tame, he would lock him up for a week or for 2 weeks. And if after the end of the first week or after the end of the second week, the Kohen sees that he has become decisively Tame while he was locked up, so at that point the Kohen would say he's decisively Tame. So therefore, since there are two different stages in which a person can become Tame, he can become Tame before he gets locked up, and after he gets locked up, he counts the Maros Negon separately, 36 Maros Negon for somebody who becomes Tame right away, and 36 Maros Negon for somebody who becomes Tame after he is locked up by the Kohen altogether, 72 Maros Negon. Chanina's kind of gone him, Omar. Chanina's kind of gone him says the following. En roam es anagon b'tchilo la'achar ha-shabbos. She'shavu ha-shalo chol yoy B'Shabbos. Somebody who has a Nega. The Kohen should not take a look at that Nega the first day after Shabbos on Sunday. because the end of that week would come out on Shabbos. Meaning to say, if the kohen does not want to be machlit when he sees a nega, he doesn't want to decisively be metame the person when he sees the nega, instead he wants to lock him up for a week and look at the nega at the end of the week. In such a case, the end of the week would be on Shabbos if the kohen locked him up on Sunday. And Shabbos is not a time that a kohen is allowed to see a nega. So therefore, the kohen should not see the nega at all on Sunday in case he has to lock him up. Not only should the kohen not look at a nega on Sunday, he should also not look at a nega on Monday. Even though if he looks at the nega on Monday and he decides he has to lock him up, the end of the first week that he had locked up would end on Sunday. So it wouldn't be a problem for a kohen to see a nega at the end of the first week. But maybe after he's locked up for 1 week, the kohen will decide he has to be locked up for a second week. And the second week would end on Shabbat. And the second week would start on Sunday. And the kohen would look at the nega on Sunday. And if he wants to lock him up again, he would lock him up again immediately. So the second week would start on the same Sunday that he ended the first week. And therefore, the second week would end on Shabbat, and the kohen is not allowed to see a nega on Shabbat. Therefore, when somebody has a nega, the kohen should not look at that nega, not on Sunday, nor on Monday. He should wait until Tuesday. V'lo v'shlishi l'batim, sheshavua shlishi shalo, chol yos v'shabbos. And so too, somebody has a nega on his house, and the kohen comes to see that nega. The kohen should not look at that nega on Tuesday either. A nega that appears on a house cannot be seen by the kohen, not on Sunday, not on Monday, nor on Tuesday. And a nega that appears in a house, sometimes that house is required to be locked up for 3 straight weeks. So therefore, if the kohen sees a nega on Tuesday, the first week would end on Monday. If the kohen feels he has to lock up the house for another week, that week would end on Sunday. And if the kohen feels he has to lock it up for a third week, that week would end on Shabbat. And the kohen is not allowed to see a nega on Shabbat. So just in case it is required to lock up the house for 3 straight weeks, the kohen should not see a nega on the house Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. He should wait until Wednesday. As opposed to a nega on a person is never locked up more than 2 weeks, so there's no problem for the kohen to see the nega on Tuesday. Rabbi Kiva, Aimer, Lo'oilim, Roah. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Chanina's kind of kohen. He says a kohen can see a nega either on a person or on a house any day of the week that he wants. Cholios betoch haShabbos, Mavirin, La'acha haShabbos, V'yeit bedavar lahako ulahachma. And if the end of one of the weeks turns out on Shabbos, so the kohen simply would wait until the next day to see the nega again. And that which Rabbi Kiva said, that when one of the weeks ends on Shabbos, so the kohen waits until the next day to see the nega, that's sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumrah. Sometimes it's a leniency, that which the kohen waits a day to see the nega, and sometimes it's a stringency, that which the kohen waits a day to see the nega. And in the preceding Mishnayos, we'll see when it's a kula and when it's a chumrah. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said, sometimes it works out that the last day that a person is locked up by the kohen is on Shabbos. And since the kohen can't see a nega on Shabbos, the kohen would have to wait until Sunday to see the nega. And the Mishnah said that which the kohen waits until Sunday to see the nega sometimes turns out to be a kula, a leniency, and sometimes turns out to be a chumrah, a stringency. And the Mishnah asked, what are the cases in which that which the kohen waits until Sunday to see the nega is a leniency? And the Mishnah will go on to say many cases in which that which the kohen waits until Sunday is a leniency. The first case is, Hayibo Seir Lovin, Rahalach Lo Seir Lovin. If on Shabbat the nega had a white hair, and a white hair is a simen tuma, and had the kohen seen the nega on Shabbos, he would have been machlit and decisively been metami the person. But since the kohen didn't see the nega on Shabbos and waited until Sunday, by the time Sunday rolled around, the Seir Lovin was gone. So therefore, when the kohen saw it, he dismissed the person. The person was free to go. He was not tummy. So this is a case where it's a leniency that the kohen waited until Sunday to see the nega, and the person, therefore, was tahar, not tummy. Now, even though, had the kohen seen the nega on Shabbos and been metame him, since the white hair was gone by Sunday, the kohen would have been metame him on Sunday when the kohen saw that the white hair was gone. But since had the kohen seen it on Shabbos and been metame him, he would have had a din of a mitzvah. And a mitzvah has to bring a korban. Even though by Sunday he was already tar, but since he was a mitzvah for 1 day, he would have had to bring a korban. Now, if the kohen did not see it on Shabbos, and by the time the kohen saw it, the white hair was gone, he did not have a din of a mitzvah, and therefore, he did not have to bring a korban. So therefore, it's a kula that the kohen didn't see it on Shabbos, saw it only on Sunday, and therefore the person is punished from a korban. Hayu levanois ve shchira. Achas levana ve achas shchira ve heshchiru shneim. If he had two sair levas on Shabbat, had to call and see it on Shabbat, he would have seen two white hair, and that's a simen tuma, and he would have been tar. And by the time Sunday rolled around, the hairs had turned black. So therefore, when the Kohen saw it on Sunday, he dismissed him. His black hair does not a simen tuma. Or, on Shabbat, there was one white hair and one black hair. And by the time Sunday rolled around, they were both black. Now, this is neither a kula nor a chumrah, as one white hair and one black hair is also not a simen tuma. But the Mishnah mentioned this case, agav, that it wants to mention the same case in the Sefer the other way around. Later on, the Mishnah will want to mention this case, but in the reverse, and therefore mention this case here also, even though it has no significance, as if there's one white hair and one black hair in the Nega, it's the same as if there were two black hairs in the Nega, as since there's one black hair in the Nega, even though the other hair is white, that is not a simen tumor. Aruchois vehiksiru. Achas arucha v'achas ksara vehiksiru stem. If on Shabbos the two white hairs that were in the Nega were long enough to be a simen tumor, they were long enough to pull them with a tweezer, so therefore had the Kohen seen it on Shabbos, he would have been metame him. But by the time the Kohen saw it on Sunday, the hairs had shortened to the point where they were no longer a simen tumor, so therefore it was a kula that which the Kohen did not see it on Shabbos. Or had the Kohen seen it on Shabbos, one hair would have been long enough to be a simen tumor, but the other hair that was in the Nega was too short to be a simen tumor, and by the time Sunday rolled around, when the Kohen saw the Nega, both hairs were short. Both hairs were too short to be a simen tuma. Now, this case, again, has no significance, as even had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, he would not have been the time of the person, since one of the two hairs was shorter than the minimal size to be a simen tuma. The Mishnah only brings down this case also. Agav is safer because the Mishnah wants to bring down the same case in reverse later on. Nismach HaShchin L'shtem Olachas Mehem Hikif HaShchin L'shtem Olachas Mehem O Choka HaShchin U'michyat HaShchin V'amichva U'michyat HaMichva V'habot. The Mishnah again brings down cases in which that which the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the Nega is a leniency. For example, on Shabbos there were two sars, two white hairs in the Nega, and had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbos, he would have been Macha, he would have been Metame the person. And by the time Sunday rolled around, there was a Shchin there, there was a boil there that was right up next to the two sars, or right up next to one of the sars. And because of that boil, the hairs that are in the Nega are no longer a simen tuma. Or, by the time Sunday rolled around, there was a shchin, a boil, that encircled both hairs, or encircled one of the hairs, or split the two hairs, meaning the boil was in between the two hairs. Again, because of this boil, the sars are no longer a simen tuma, and since the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the Nega, he no longer would be metame the person, since there was a boil there. And the Mishnah tells us that this didn't apply both to shchin, michyat ha-shchin, michveh, michyat ha-michveh, and bohet. Meaning to say, that which we said, that if there's a shchin, a boil, right up next to one of the hairs, or encircling the hairs, or splitting the hairs, that the hairs are no longer a simen tuma, that doesn't apply only to a shchin, to a boil, but it also applies to michyat ha-shchin. A michya inside a shchin, meaning healthy skin inside a shchin. And it also applies to a michveh, a burn, or michyat ha-michveh, healthy skin inside a burn. And it also applies to bohet. Bohet is a white patch on your skin that's lighter than the shades of white that is mentioned in the first Mishnah. Bohek is not a simen tuma, it's not a nega, since it's too light to be a nega. And the dinim that we've mentioned here applies to bohek as well, for bohek would be next to one of the sorrows, or encircle one or both of the sorrows, or split the sorrows. The sorrows that are inside the nega would no longer be a simen tuma, the person would not be tough. The Mishnah goes on to mention cases in which that which the Kohen waited until Sunday to see the nega is a kula. For example, had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbat, he would have seen that there was a Michya in the Nega, some healthy skin inside the Nega. And that the Simen Tuma, the Kohen would have been Metame the person. And by the time Sunday rolled around and the Kohen saw the Nega, the Michya was gone. So when the Kohen saw the Nega on Sunday, he dismissed the person. Another case would be, had the Kohen seen the Nega on Shabbat, he would have seen that it was square. And this is a Simen Tuma. And by the time the Kohen saw it on Sunday, the Nega had become round or long. And when the Kohen saw it on Sunday, he was not metame the person. Mivutzeret menasis minatzar. Or if the Kohen had seen it on Shabbat, he would have seen that the michya, the healthy sin inside the Nega, was totally encircled by the Nega. And this is a simen tuma. And by the time the Kohen saw it on Sunday, the mikra was no longer right middle of the neg. Instead, it was to the side. It wasn't totally encircled by the neg, and therefore the kohen was not metameh. Mechunases v'nis bazra. Well, had the kohen seen the neg on Shabbat, he would have seen that the neg was all in one place. In one place, it was a shear of a gris, which is the minimum size for a neg. By the time the kohen saw the neg on Sunday, the neg had become scattered. There wasn't a gris in one place, and therefore he wouldn't have been metameh the person. Or, had the kohen seen the neg on Shabbat, he would have seen that there was a mechia, healthy skin inside the neg, and he would have been metameh the person. But by the time Sunday rolled around, there was a boil inside the neg, so the mechia, instead of being inside the neg, was inside a boil, and therefore the kohen was not metameh the person. Or if by the time the kohen saw the neg on Sunday, the shchin had encircled the mechia, or it had split the mechia in half, or had diminished the mechia to less than the minimum size needed to be a simen tumah. And this would apply whether it was shchin, or a mechia inside shchin, or a mechveh, a burn, or a mechia inside a burn, or a boik, a light white patch. Only one of these things that enters in a mechia, or it circles a mechia, or splits it in half, or diminishes the size of the mechia, would cause that the mechia would no longer be a simen tumah. The Mishnah goes on to mention more cases that it's a kula, that the kohen waited until Sunday to see the nega. For example, the nega had spread by Shabbat, and had the kohen seen the nega on Shabbat, he would have been metame. But by the time Sunday rolled around, the part that spread was gone, so the kohen was not metame. Or even if the part that spread was still there on Sunday, but the original nega was gone by Sunday, again in that case, the kohen would not be metame. Or even if the original nega was still there on Sunday, but it had diminished to the point where between the original nega and the part that spread, it was less than a grit, so therefore, he would not be tamei. Hashchen u'michyas hashchen, v'amichveh u'michyas hamichveh, v'haboeh cholkin bein ha'om l'pisyon, ha're'evu l'hakum. Or if, for example, on Shabbos, the nega had spread, and had the kohen seen the nega on Shabbos, he would have been tamei. But by the time the kohen saw the nega on Sunday, a boil, or a michya inside a boil, or a mechveh, a burn, or a mechia inside a burn, or a boik, split between the original nega and the part that spread. That the original nega and the part that spread is no longer attached, so that which the nega spread is no longer simen tuma. All these cases are a kula, that which the kohen wait until Sunday to see the nega is a